One of the main reasons is miniaturization, particularly in terms of magnets. A ferrite magnet is much larger, and the magnetic capability of a ferrite magnet is nowhere near as strong as it is for a rare earth permanent magnet. So that's one of the big reasons, is that you can make a miniature magnet with much more magnetic quality.
On the ground, how is the Army using these?
Magnets are used for controlling small motors or giving directionals to, like, fins or actuators on missiles or anything like that, where you need real strong magnetization to change directions of something or add vector directional type of qualities to something that's mechanical.
Okay, and China has about 95% of the world's supply. How did they get such a grip on the market?
Well, they're producing 95% of the world's demand. And the way that they got the grip on it is basically one of the big mines over there, the Bayan Obo mine in China, which is up in Inner Mongolia, is really an iron mine. And one of the byproducts of that iron mine is rare earths in the form of the mineral form of bastnaesite. And when they discovered they had a lot of it in that mine, they came over to the United States back in the 80s and learned about the rare earth industry that was presently going on at Mountain Pass in California by the Molycorp Corporation. They took that back to China and basically built an industry on it. Were able to lowball on pricing for the rest of the world because they didn't need to make profit on the rare earths coming out of that mine, which were a byproduct. And it sort of brought the rest of the rare earth industry in the world at the production level for making rare earth oxides virtually impractical to make money on.
Can you paint a picture of what the mining process is? Are they tearing apart land? Describe it.
Well, there's two different things that are viewed in terms of the different mining regions. There's the mining area in Bayan Obo, where they are mining the light rare earth elements. And that's a very structured kind of a place with big research facilities, and it's very, very high tech. So they're following normal mining guidelines, and they have tailings pits, which they're regulating and controlling and monitoring very well. And that contrasts greatly with what's going on in southeast China, where they're mining heavy rare earths. And that's an entirely different kind of geology and mineralogy. So that's mined out of clays, basically. And the clays are very easy to dissolve in acid to extract the rare earths out of it. And there are a lot of rogue mining companies or even mining individuals that dig a hole in the ground like a swimming pool, and they throw the ion absorption clays in there, throw a bunch of acids in there. They get the precipitate out, which is the rare earth oxides. And whether it's on their land or not, whether they've applied for leases and exploration of mining or not, that's all very unregulated and unknown at this point in time. But they are, in that piecemeal fashion, affecting, you know, great damage to the environment.